season four?
I feel like a lot of people forgot what happened in the last seasons. Me too.
I did.
So I have to do a little rewatch and remember everything. So I feel like recapping the fourth season is probably really good because I feel like we're all going to kind of forget about it in a couple of days anyways.
Yeah, pretty much. I agree. It's very true. Even though we're making this whole episode, I feel like I'm going to forget in like a week or so.
Do you want to just
get
on into it? Okay, so basically, I guess for some context, Emily in Paris is about this American girl named Emily Cooper, and she moves to Paris for this marketing job. And so basically, the show is just about her wacky life as a marketing executive and all these relationships she's in, and her friends and her family and whatnot. So at the end of season three, what we learn is that Emily is attending the wedding of Gabrielle and Camille, who are her neighbors. She and Gabrielle have something going on, and she and Camille have this friendship rivalry. No one really knows. So, and she's there with her boyfriend, Alfie. So basically, Camille, during the vows, she kind of just breaks it off, and she tells everyone that she knows about Gabrielle's feelings for Emily, and that she can't marry him knowing that. So Alfie breaks up with Emily. Gabrielle and Camille are no longer together, and then we learn that Camille is pregnant. And then that's how the season ends off.
Yes, a really big cliffhanger, you would say.
Yes.
So now moving on to season four, basically starts with a TikTok about Emily going semi-viral. And surprise, surprise, it's from Emily's
former flame,
you would say, who was Kemi's brother, actually. Timothée, I think that's how you say. Yeah. And he basically talks about how Emily ruined his family's life and how she's such a horrible person. And then it gets like 1,000 likes. And surprising to me, I thought since she was so big on social media and it was her whole career, it would negatively impact it. And that's why it was a whole thing. But no, it was just like a 5 minutes kind of thing. Because when Sylvie finds out about it, she's like, oh, let's just not talk about this. And Emily's like, agreed. And they move on. And also what's interesting is Emily's like, oh, but that wasn't really my fault. Which is the whole, I guess, message of the show. That wasn't really my fault. But yeah. So after Santa's lovely recap where we learn about the whole Gabrielle kind of thing, we should also mention that Emily was with Alfie, another guy at this time. And so she and Gabrielle, when this kind of happened, Alfie thought that they cheated. And so they were on the outs. And now in season four, Emily kind of has to do this business deal where she and Alfie, which she and Alfie are the face of, and they have to do a kiss cam, basically. But since they're on the outs, that's quite a problem, isn't it? Because, well, they can't do it when they're, you know, on such bad terms. So she is trying to get out of it, but then Julianne makes a really good point, like, oh, you inserted your whole love life for the world to see, so now it's up to you to, like, you know, keep this brand deal going. Fair point, you know? And then she basically goes to talk to Alfie, who is like, Koopa, you destroyed my life. Oh, you didn't really care for me. And then she's like, oh, we never cheated, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, if you want to come, then, like, it's up to you. But you mean more to me than this whole campaign. Which we both know is, like, not true, okay?
I don't know if you can tell, but me and Karina were both, like, Team Alfie, and now we just want him to finally get away from this mess and just live his life.
We need to leave the show, you know?
Yeah. Also, speaking on Mindy, she, Benoit, and the other guy whose name I always forget, and
Nicolas?
No, the band member.
Oh, I have no idea what his name is.
Yeah, so they basically get accepted into Eurovision, and so basically they're told that they have to pay for everything themselves, and that's kind of rough because they don't really have a lot of money, so they gotta start hustling and trying to get money to pay for Eurovision and like their pyrotechnics and their dancing and all of that.
Yes, and simultaneously, Sylvie's husband,
Laurent,
yes, thank you, I was gonna forget, he wants to open up this yacht club, which Louis, who is the father of the very rich guy that Mindy is dating, Nicolas, he's funding. Louis, not Nicolas. So, Sylvie and Louis, I think, had some really complicated terms in the past because she used to work with him, and there's a lot of, like, suspicions about him and his female co-workers.
He's such a creep.
Yeah, and so this journalist also keeps reaching out to Sylvie about doing an interview with her, but then Sylvie, like, brushes it off because she, like, doesn't really want to destroy anything for his her husband, Laurent, who's trying to open up this yacht, and so he obviously needs the funding. But, yeah, she's just, I guess, trying to keep it quiet for him. In that time.
So basically, also, Kemi, after the wedding, Kemi has gone missing. No one knows where she is. Gabrielle's really panicked and he's calling all these different places and different hospitals. Like, no one knows where she is. And yeah, that's a pretty big issue. And then also, Antoine is launching a new perfume and he wants to call it
Crystal Heart?
Yeah, Crystal Heart, because like a heart is really delicate and it can break or whatever. And what inspired this is his divorce with his wife.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They wanted to divorce, but then Sylvie doesn't like the name, and so there's always this kind of like, what will they, won't they kind of thing with Antoine and Sylvie.
Yeah.
Yes. But I like Laurent. Anyways, back to this whole Alfie Emily ordeal and the business thing. Emily is basically waiting for Alfie to come at the stadium where the kiss cam is going to come up, and she doesn't know if he's going to come up, and. Really, in an attempt to save her career, she makes this animated version of her and Alfie kissing in case he doesn't show up.
I still don't understand how this was supposed to work. Is she gonna, like, connect her computer to the TV at
That's
the stadium?
That's so true. Not already connected. Like, maybe she's gonna hold it up and they're like, oh, zoom up to that girl over there. But yeah, it was really quite horrible.
Also, I didn't know Emily was a programmer. Like, when did she have time to program this entire thing?
I think it was a website.
Oh, website.
Kind of thing. Because that makes more sense.
That's still kind of crazy. You can just configure a website of two. Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, surprise, surprise, last moment, Alfie shows up and he's like, Cooper, I got you.
And wait, that was so good. You said Cooper's so good.
Oh, thank you. And then he and Emily do the kiss thing. But then they're like, oh, we should just remain friends. And that's it for Emily and Alfie.
Also, Julien, he feels really, like, undervalued at Jean's Grotto. And he decides to go work for JVMA, which, again, is owned by Nicolas' dad, Louis.
Yes, JVMA comes up so many times. And that leads us to the end of episode 1 of season 4.
So this is not that eventful. But the later ones are pretty.
I agree. It always gets really complicated. Like, slow build up until, whoa!
But also, we should mention, too, Emily and Gabriel's relationship is just, honestly, very awkward.
Oh, yeah. He burned his hand in the kitchen. Like, very conveniently. I guess he's never gotten really burned before. But because of that, Emily goes to help him with his groceries. And then they have this whole, like, oh, washing the groceries together moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess that's where it's at.
Okay, and then also talking about Mindy, Nicola gives her this really expensive, but also really conservative, like, dress to wear to this, like, tennis match that Emily was also at with Alfie.
Yeah, and then Mindy is a little suspicious about it, but she wears it, and then she finds out that his dad was there, and the whole reason he made her wear this dress and he gifted it to her is because he wanted her to, like, I guess, look appropriate in front of meeting his dad with him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so they're kind of, like, bad terms because of that.
And then, basically, the dad tells Nicolas stuff in French about Mindy, but she hears him, and that causes tension.
Yes. Yes, it does.
They were bad things.
And then moving on to episode 2 of season 4, we have, moving on to episode 2 of season 4, we mentioned before how Kemi was kind of missing, and so Gabrielle and her whole family were worried about her, but, like, all you had to do was look on Instagram or, like, find my phone. Like, it was some kind of thing that Emily uses, but, and she finds her.
Yeah, basically, so Kemi is still missing, and Emily sees a post on Sophia, who is the woman from Athens that Kemi was having an affair with last season. She then assumes that Camille and Sophia must be together in Greece, so she tells Gabrielle, who did not know about this relationship before, about Camille and Sophia. And so now he's confused, she's confused, and it turns out that she's not with Sophia, and Camille's friends are like, Emily, what are you doing? Like, what is up here? And then basically what she finds out is that she could have just, Camille had been location sharing this entire time. She just had to go on her phone and she knew where Camille was.
Oh yes, a location share. That's what I was thinking of. But yeah, anyways, Emily ends up going to where Camille is. And it's this whole place where it's like really beautiful. It's inspiring, inspired from Monet drawings.
And there's a lake.
Yes, yes. And so they're kind of on a bad relationship right now because of the whole Gabrielle thing. But then they end up, like, pushing each other into the lake and having a little swim-off. Well, yeah. And then they, I guess, they're on better terms now.
I think it's kind of crazy, though, because, like, as a pregnant woman, to, like, be in that lake and, like,
yeah,
that's nearly drown, that's kind of crazy.
That's so true. I think about it that way.
So basically, after Nicola and Minnie's huge fight, he wants to get back into her good graces, and he does a lot of groveling, and then he's like, listen, you can have, like, as much clothes as you want, and she goes to the JVMA brand closet so she can go get clothes, and she learns some really bad information.
About Louis, who is Nico's dad, once again. And so she kind of feels really weird about, I guess, like, dating Nico while his father's a sketchy person.
He was doing a lot of misconduct, like, with the female employees.
Yeah.
And everyone was just like, there's nothing we can do. But Mindy felt like it was just really, really wrong, because it is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't brush it off.
Oh, me too. I'm glad it was taken seriously.
Yeah.
Sylvie and Laurent decide to work together, so that Ajahn Scratcho will do marketing for his yacht club, which is still so random, in my opinion.
I don't know why, Antoine keeps coming in.
I agree. Because we have, like, Laurent as the new, like, business guy of the season, I guess. So why is Antoine just there?
I don't know. But yeah. And this whole time, I think the interviewer is still trying to get in contact with Sylvie to talk about Louis.
She's from Le Monde, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then also, Emily tells Sylvie what Mindy told her about Louis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, and then also Sophia comes from Greece to go see if Camille is okay. And then she and Camille reunite and get back together. Camille and Gabrielle work it out. And they're like, you know what, we're having a baby, we're going to be family, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, that's kind of how it ends.
Yeah, but don't worry, it's not going to end off that way. It's not all a one big happy family kind of thing. No, no, no.
The drama is never ending.
Nope. And it's only episode 2. What can you expect?
But this isn't even that crazy. Like, the other ones get more and more progressively insane.
I agree, actually, yeah. Okay, so moving on to episode 3. Camille and Sophia both decide to go back to Paris. And so there, I guess the only spot they could think of living in was, you know, Gabrielle's apartment. So they're all, the three of them, living together in that apartment, which Emily doesn't really like.
There was a really funny scene where she's talking to them and they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna sleep in the bed. And she's like, oh, that must be really cozy. And they're like, no, Gabrielle's sleeping on the couch and we're taking the bed.
That is funny, yeah.
But I do feel a bit bad for him. But also, he invited them in, so I can't really say.
Well, he can't exactly kick them out.
That's true.
The mother of his future baby.
And her girlfriend.
And so, like, basically while all this is going on, the Antoine's perfume, once again, really random, Heartbreak perfume is going to come out, so they're preparing the launch of it. And Emily comes up with this really great masquerade idea, because you can hide your feelings and, like, be somebody else for the entire night and get away from everything.
I feel these marketing campaigns that she comes up with are not how they work in real life.
I agree, like, every single thing is inspired by her own personal life, and then she's, like, somehow everybody ends up loving it and going through with it, like, spending thousands of dollars on her ideas.
And then, basically, Camille runs into Alfie, and Alfie's like, oh, Camille, blah, 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 and she's like, yeah, you know, maybe you should try things out with Emily, and he's like, what do you mean, isn't she and Gabrielle together? And aren't she and Gabrielle together? And Camille's like, no, 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 they just work things out as friends or whatever. Like, I think you still have a shot or something along those lines. So then Alfie, the cogs are kind of turning in his head, and he's kind of realizing his original feelings for Emily. Of which you need to, like, ignore, honestly. Like, move on for everyone's sake, please.
I agree. And then at the same time, Emily and Gabrielle were, like, kind of already really getting close, okay? And then, Gabrielle, he had this kind of night at the restaurant, but then, last minute, he decides to show up in a mask. And then Emily's like, I thought you were at the restaurant. He's like, what restaurant? I don't have, like, I'm not a chef, or, like, I don't have any responsibilities. Let's get away for the night.
I should also mention Emily's dress during the masquerade. I hated it.
I agree. When I saw that photo, like, I thought you could do better, okay?
Like, I've seen, oh my god, Lily Collins. I've seen her with some such pretty dresses and such blah, blah, blah. But, like, what was that outfit? What was
that outfit? I really did not like it. Like, all this build up for a masquerade for what? But that's besides the point. Anyways, while Alfie thinks he has a shot with Emily, he's trying to, like, find her and tell her, oh, Koopa, we belong together. And so, at the same time, Emily and Gabrielle are on this whole, like, night away kind of thing. And Alfie ends up accidentally kissing somebody who's wearing the same dress as Emily.
Wait, didn't he confess to Emily, like, a little bit before, and then she had to pick, like, who to go to?
Yes, yes, you're right, yeah. And she ended up going to Gabrielle. Yeah. So, once again, Alfie's left on the sidelines.
He deserves so much better than what this show has given him.
I feel like season 4 was just, like, throwing him around like a ping pong ball. Mm. Because, like, he was finally out of the relationship, okay? When they ended off with that, like, kiss of the kiss cam. And I thought, I was like, good, fine, go away.
Yeah.
Be happy. But then he comes back to Emily. It makes no sense.
Wait, never mind. Sorry.
I forgot to say this.
Oh, yeah. So, also, Luke's girlfriend, Marianne, she is a Michelin star inspector. And she tells Gabrielle at the masquerade that in order to get the Michelin star, he needs to get a really good pastry chef. So, that's a bit of a sneak peek for later.
Yeah. And then something else that comes up is, remember Louis, Nico's really sketchy father?
I love how you always mention that he's Nico's dad.
I feel like these French names are so common. Like, you'll forget. Antoine Louis Laurent. Anyways, Louis, Nico's dad, he's really sketchy. So his article comes out by Le Monde. And Le Monde was a the journalist was from Le Monde trying to get Sylvie to talk about it. But it comes out anyway, talking about the sketchy behaviors of female, of the relationships he's had with female subordinates. And so when that comes out, Nico's really panicking, right? And he's like, oh, what am I gonna do? This is really bad for our JVMA. And then Mindy's like, oh, I'll be there for you no matter what happens. Like, I'm gonna support you.
I remember also he was like, these rumors, they must be false.
Yeah, I didn't like that. Yeah,
they're always it's just from our enemies. And Mindy's like, no, they're true, I can assure you. And I'll stay on your side as long as you stay on the right one.
Oh,
which I like.
That's good for me. Yeah. Something else he said that I didn't really like was like, oh, people have been trying to like get us from day one. They've always been putting these stories against us.
Well, maybe there's a reason why.
Yeah.
We should mention, but she is team Nicola, and I'm team Benoit, which is the poor Eurovision man.
I think you're in the minority for that.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are.
Okay.
Plus, they're dating in real life, so.
Okay, but that doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't.
Like, good for them, but it doesn't mean anything for the show.
It means something to the fans, okay? They all ship Nico and her.
What do you mean they? I'm a fan, and I don't.
You don't care, you're the minority, like I told you.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay, so basically, at the start of episode 4, Emily and Gabrielle are like head over heels, and they're trying to spend as much time together as possible. But then they walk in on Mindy, who is really like crying her eyes out, and she tells Emily about this huge fight she had with Nico. So basically, what Nico did was that he asked her to come with him and take a photo with his dad to like show that things are all good. And she was like, no, that's morally wrong. I can't be complicit in this. And then he was like, do you think I'm complicit in this? And then she tells him, I don't think a picture helps. And then that resulted in a huge fight, which, you know, Benoit would never do.
Oh my god. No, because he's just complaining about his lack of money.
At least his lack of money, not lack of morals.
Stop it. It's his father, okay? Not him. He's struggling. He's trying to, like, you know. Oh, he's grown up with his dad, okay? Like, he's trying to, like, take some time off.
It's not like going against his dad if he wants his dad to take a picture with Mindy.
Well, it's for the brand, but I agree with you. It's not good. Anyways. Okay, so after the whole article came out about Louis, Nico's dad, Sylvie finds out that obviously Louis pulled the money from Laurent's club, and that's because Sylvie did talk to the reporter, and so obviously, like, he's not gonna fund a club for her husband. And so that's when she kind of gets the idea to contact her mom, Queen of the Night. Heloise is her name. And her mom used to own this really big nightclub back in the 70s, I want to say. And so she asks her if Laurent can use that kind of space. And then Emily gets the idea of using the club with, like, a sand kind of thing, where they would, like, drop in a bunch of sands to make, like, a yacht club. And then they were like, oh, this is either going to go really well or really wrong. And at the debut of the club opening, we see that it's going pretty well. And then Julian comes in. Remember, he went to work for JVMA, which is owned by Louis, Nico's dad. Well, he's coming back in to the club. And he tells Sylvie that, oh, basically, Louis was trying to get, information about you from me. So I decided to quit. And we all love Julian, like, a great moral guy.
Unlike Nico.
Oh my gosh, stop it. And he tells her, oh, like, I'm not going to be associated with that. And so they're back to working together, and he gets his old job back.
Love that the gang is all back together.
Yeah. Oh, this is a really minor detail, but when he gets his job back, Luke, who moved in to his desk, is, like, moved back into his old desk.
I love Luke and Julian's relationship. I think it's so funny.
I love Luke in general, too. I feel like all the French people are so fun.
Okay, Emily and Gabrielle have been going to a dessert tasting, but he invites Camille and Sophia, so it's kind of a really awkward double date. And so basically Camille starts talking to Gabrielle in French, and they're reminiscing about their time together, and it's really awkward for Sophia and Emily, who are just sitting there having no idea what's going on.
Yeah, so they kind of bond over that, and then once that happens, I guess, Emily starts feeling a little insecure, you could say, about his relationship with Camille, so she talks with him about it, which is good communication, and they decide to have some alone time, and that inspires her next campaign idea.
And it's about living in the gray area.
Yeah, and that's the episode's title as well. And then, okay, now I want to introduce this part. Basically, after Mindy and Nico talk a bit more, Nico's like, oh, you know what, you're right, I'm gonna pull, like, I don't want to support my dad like this.
That's really good.
Yeah, exactly. And so he tells the JVMA board, I don't want to work for this company if my dad is in charge. And so they demote his dad, which I think is really funny, but it makes sense because he's getting all the bad press. And so they basically want to promote Nico instead, which is good for him, once again, future CEO of JVMA.
Also, Emily tells the landlady there are three people living in Gabrielle's apartment, so the landlady can kick them out. And then at the club opening, Emily learns that Gabrielle also told her that there were three people because he wanted to kick them out. And then they kind of bond over that. And they realize, you know,
yeah,
it's the two of us, no matter what. Kind of. But then, I feel like you should introduce this end part. Camille and Emily meet and...
What? Oh, right. Okay. So because it's Emily in Paris, nothing can ever go right for the characters. So... since they all told the landlady about the situation, the landlady informed Camille that there was a vacant spot opening right between Emily and Gabrielle's apartment. So she takes that, and bam, she moves in.
I love how in this world, there's one restaurant, Gabrielle's restaurant, there's one apartment building, and there's literally nothing else.
Yeah, that's very true. And also, Sophia moves in with Camille.
But you can already sense some tension between Sophia and Camille about everything.
Yes, and it gets even worse in the next episode.
Yes, so episode 5. So Gabrielle hires a new pastry chef, just like Marianne told him to, but he doesn't like him because he does a lot of those, like, viral TikTok recipes, like, here's this bottle made out of chocolate, and he's not a really professional guy.
Yeah, he's really particular about his souffles. And then moving on to that, I guess a completely different thing. Mindy has this friend who wants to have Agence Gretto as her skincare marketing line because she's opening the skincare brand and she doesn't have a marketing agency yet. So Mindy introduces her to Emily, who introduces her to Sylvie and everyone else. And so she basically gives this little pitch and everyone's like, wow, it's actually pretty good. And it's basically promoting the idea of like glass skin.
I feel like this was really irrelevant. Like in this episode, it didn't relate to anything. It was just there.
There were many things irrelevant in the show. But yeah.
I guess moving on, Camille and Sophie are having like a lot of issues because they both want very separate, very different things in life. Camille is really focused on the baby, and Sophie is just more focused about like art and life. So like for example, they go shopping, and Camille is like, oh, look, Sophia, a rocking horse. And Sophia's like, no, we need to focus on being sensible, maybe like spending our money wisely. And then Sophia is like, oh, look at this and beautiful art easel, we should buy it. And then Camille's like, oh, I see. So there's a lot of tension there, and eventually it boils over.
Yeah, and on this at the same time, we also have Luke and his girlfriend Marion, who was the one who told Gabrielle about getting a pastry chef, and they basically have this little side plot where they in since she's a Michelin star instructor, she has some connections to the really top hotel restaurants, and Sylvia asks Luke about using those connections to arrange a little private dinner with her and her husband to have like a really good night out in a top-notch restaurant. And she uses those connections, right? And then what in that restaurant scene, we find out that Marion is basically not a Michelin star inspector, like she said. Some former co-worker of hers finds her and he's like, she's a big scam, she's a fraud, and then she's exposed for who she is. And Luke, I'm surprised, is not more mad about this. He's just like, oh, why don't you tell me? Yeah.
I think it's very Luke of him though. I feel like they're kind of made for each other. Like her lying about working at the Michelin star, it
That's
adds up.
true. They're both eccentric characters. And once Emily finds out about this thing, she also has to tell Gabrielle about him not actually getting a Michelin star.
But he's actually pretty happy because it's a lot less stress on him. Also, we should mention Gabrielle and Emily have like, been doing a couple things. They've been going out with his friends and going out at night. And then Camille, because Camille and Sophia, their arguments have boiled over so much that Sophia decides she's gonna go back to Athens. So Camille just kind of sees Gabrielle and Emily being really happy together, and she just feels a bit lonely and a bit unsure of where her life is headed.
Yeah.
After Sophia leaves, Camille goes to the doctor and she learns that she's actually not pregnant. This is kind of crazy to me because why didn't she go to the doctor sooner?
I know. It feels like it's too far into the pregnancy to be going for the first visit, like just now. But yeah, that's what happened. And this is pretty important for the upcoming
She
episodes.
doesn't tell anyone, so everyone is
Yeah.
under the impression that she is still pregnant at the end of part one.
Yeah, and I guess she's really stressed about it. She's coming to terms with it herself.
But still not telling them is kind of
Yeah,
crazy.
I agree. I agree.
But yeah, and then part two starts off and it's Christmas time.
So, Christmas special.
So Emily is going to Chicago for Christmas while Gabrielle is staying with Camille's family in Meshev. And already this is a bit suspicious. I feel like why is he not going with her to Chicago? But oh well.
Yeah, but it's basically because he and Kemi's family, I guess, have known each other for a while, so he's not used to spending Christmases without them.
That makes sense. Although I know he said he didn't have much family of his own, but what happened to his grandma? Doesn't he want to spend Christmas with her?
That's true. She's conveniently left out of the plot. But yeah.
An orphans party, what the heck? But not an orphans party. Oh my god. So when Minnie said she was throwing an orphans party, I thought she meant like for the orphan children of Paris, she's gonna throw like a little party. And I was like, wow, that's so nice of her. But no, it's just a rager for people who don't have any family they want to visit on Christmas.
Oh, I was thinking that's like so random to add for Mindy as a plot. That makes sense, yeah. But anyways, since Emily is planning on going to Chicago, her flight actually ends up getting canceled, and so she ends up staying with Gabrielle and Camille and her whole family. And in that whole time, I guess you would say that Camille's mom is trying to bring Gabrielle and Camille back together because she really loved them so much, so she can't let them go.
And then also Sylvie learns that Laurent actually has a daughter that he didn't know about until she turned 17, and she's from New York, and she's coming to Paris for a job interview. So Sylvie's like, you know what, I have connections, let me help you, and so on.
And her name is Genevieve.
Her name is Genevieve.
You know, this reminds me of Luke and Lorelai, when Lorelai learns that Luke has a child.
You're so right, except Laurent and Sylvie were never really, like, on great terms, I feel like.
Yeah.
So it's less bad, in my opinion.
I'm surprised the relationship is lasting so long. Like, with this final blow.
Yeah. I know. And basically, Emily, this entire time, has felt really left out between Camille and Gabrielle, especially because their families are, like, really close, and she doesn't speak French, which is something she should work on, in my opinion.
I agree. And it doesn't help when Timothée, the one who made the viral TikTok about Emily, tells her that she's always going to be Gabrielle's mistress and not, like, you know, his main girl.
And this is kind of proven when she goes skiing with Gabrielle and Camille with the knowledge that she cannot ski.
Yeah. And so in that whole skiing trip, she basically is, like, trying to catch up to them, right? Because they're quite good at skiing, but then she ends up falling down.
Kind of. Like, basically, Gabrielle's like, Emily, I'll be with you every moment of the way. And then as he says this, Camille decides to start off early. And he's like, Camille, wait, and just goes on after her. So by the time Emily tries to go after them, she can't even see them anymore.
I don't know why he just has to go after her. Is it, like, competitive spirit? Because it makes no sense to me.
Yeah, me neither. Like, even if she is pregnant, like, she said herself she was a really good skier, so I feel like she would have been fine.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, Emily ends up, like, not really doing well on skiing herself, and so she ends up, like, falling. And there, she has this little happy coincidence where she meets this new European guy. Another one, I know.
From Italy.
Yes, this one from Italy. You're getting all the countries here.
His name is Marcello.
Marcello, yeah. And I guess they have this little moment, and then he sets her off.
He kind of helps her get back to
Breaks up. Oh, yeah,
it's kind of funny. Basically, when she reunites with Gabrielle and Kim, she's like, bonjour, where have you guys been?
So funny. I can imagine her accent like, bonjour.
That's actually kind of how she said it.
It's always the, like, when she says the R's, it's, like, not the proper way to say it. It's, like, romantique.
Oh, you're right.
Not romantique, which is so easy to say, but, like, besides the point.
Or, like, in bonjour, it's, like, a just sound, but she says bonjour, not bonjour.
Why are they purposely making it so bad? It's, like, so easy to, like, at least say the pronunciation.
But it does add up, because she's not good at French. Okay, sorry, yes, continue.
Oh, yes, yes. And so, after that whole little, skiing fiasco, she decides to au revoir, Gabrielle.
Say it in the Emily voice, though.
Au revoir.
No, you gotta say more.
Au revoir, Gabrielle. And they break up.
And Gabrielle's like, I can't believe she would do this. You're my girlfriend. Like, of course nothing is happening. So, like,
Yeah. Is that really the truth, Gabrielle? Is it?
At Mindy's party, Juliet has this guy that he sees, but only during Christmas. But this guy is also wanting something serious. So Juliet is, like, trying to let him down because he just wants to live his life. And then Mindy sings a song, and she shares this, like, moment with Benoit.
Which I guess you would like.
Yes, I did like it, in fact.
And I guess they kind of start, like, well, I feel like he's always liked her, kind of.
Yeah, I don't think he ever stopped.
Yeah, but I feel like she kind of, you know, develops more feelings for him in that moment.
Emily returns to Paris and she runs into Alfie.
Wow, back again. Like, yeah. And he tells her some really good news that he's with a new girl now. A girl who's not gonna, like, you know, treat him like a ping pong ball. And so it's all good for him. Good for Alfie fans. We're happy for him. Yeah.
But I also do feel bad because after he leaves, Emily just breaks down sobbing. I don't think it's necessary because she misses Alfie himself.
No, it's not.
I think she just saw, like, if she couldn't have Gabrielle, she knew she could always go back to Alfie. And now that that's gone, and she feels like she's been abandoned by, like, everyone in her life. Like, Alfie has a friend, too. and Gabrielle. That's why she's crying.
English level analysis, Santa.
Oh, thank you. Also, I feel like, because when Alfie's telling her about his new girlfriend, he's like, yeah, I'm actually going to visit her family now, and then we're going to go visit mine in London for Boxing Day. So, like, you know how Gabrielle wouldn't visit her family?
Yeah.
He wants to stay with Camille. So she's, like, kind of seeing, like, oh, this is what a relationship should be. And instead, this is what I get from Gabrielle.
That is really sad. I think we've had a lot of issues with this. They can never be happy, can they?
No. But honestly, they're both very toxic, so I feel like they deserve this toxicity together.
That's true. They're both quite selfish people.
Then also, Camille tells Gabrielle that she has something to tell him. Very mysterious, kind of. And then the episode cuts off.
Yeah, but I guess you as the audience can tell what it's going to be about. Okay, so basically in episode 7, Mindy gets a new job because she wants to pay for Eurovision because it's quite expensive, you would imagine. So this job doesn't really sit well with Nico, who doesn't want her to take the job. And so they kind of have a few issues over this, but she ends up taking it anyways. And at the same time, we have Sylvie and her stepdaughter trying to bond. Sylvie and Genevieve. And so basically, they go on a little shopping trip together. And in that shopping trip, Genevieve reveals that Laurent has been visiting her and her mom a few times each year. And so Sylvie says that doesn't really bother her, but it kind of does. And she also runs into Antoine in the same shopping trip they're having. And he tells her, oh, we should get dinner together, but she declines. And Antoine always shooting his shot, isn't he? And then Sylvie decides to go out to a club on her own and have a little her time, I guess. And so she ends up dancing with this random guy. And, well, remember that time where I said she said it doesn't bother her that Louis was visiting his old, I guess, baby mama? Well, it actually did, because she tells the security guard at the club to tell Laurent about everything that happened with her dancing with the random guy.
I honestly love that for Sylvie. I feel like she should just dump all these trashy men and just live her life.
That's true. She doesn't need these men.
No, she's a girl boss.
Yeah.
So while all this drama is happening, Emily is trying to kind of rekindle a friendship or acquaintanceship with Gabrielle. And she's like, Gabrielle, are we still cool? And he's like, obviously not, because you left me. And so blah, blah, blah. And then, why do I keep saying blah, blah, blah? So Camille comes and picks him up, and they go drive to this random town where they meet a priest, and they start talking about adoption. And then, basically, Camille tells Gabrielle about the false pregnancy, and we don't even get a reaction from him. He's just kind of like, mm-hmm, and then that's it.
I really wish we did get a reaction, because I was waiting for Camille to, like, you know, be put in her place for not telling him, but no, it just cuts away apart, so.
And basically, Genevieve, the nepo baby that she is, gets a job with Sylvie. And then she and Emily bond because they're both two Americans in Paris. But there's something off about Genevieve that you, maybe the audience can tell, but Emily and no one else has really caught on yet.
Yeah, and
there's like a TV ad that they're running.
With Gabrielle.
With Gabrielle.
Yeah, and also, at the same time, because of the bonding that Emily and Genevieve had, she convinces Sylvie to let Genevieve have this, like, this position in the pitch for, Maison Gâteau? Maison Laveau, yes.
So basically, she comes up to Gabrielle. I feel like this is quite not good, but not professional, but she's like, Gabrielle, before you film, like, I don't understand why you didn't tell me about the baby, because she has to give Camille a present about the baby, and then Camille tells her the truth. And she's like, Gabrielle, why didn't you tell me about this? I mean, why am I the last to know about your life? I'm so open towards you, and you are so closed off. And he's like, well, maybe it's because we talk in your language and not mine. Which is a good point, I feel like.
That is a good point. She's not really making an effort here.
And then he pours his heart out to her, but it's in French, so she doesn't understand any of it. And she's like, I'm so sorry, I don't understand you. And he's like, exactly.
That's a problem.
And that's why he just leaves.
Yeah, and in his whole little speech, he was telling her, oh, like, I had this whole vision of the two of us together, us having, like having the baby and blah, 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 but then I just don't see it working anymore, and, like, it's not worth it, and I don't believe in anything anymore, blah, blah, blah. au revoir, Emily. And then Emily doesn't know what she said, right? So she's left confused. And all of this conversation conveniently happened in earshot of Genevieve. So, of course, being the sketchy little character she is, she decides to, like, basically kind of offer to talk to Gabrielle for Emily. And at the same time, Emily asks her for a translation of what Gabrielle said. But instead of being a good friend who, like, you know, is giving back to Emily after she literally got her a spot for a pitch and a TV ad, she decides to lie to Emily about what Gabrielle said. And she tells her that Gabrielle told her to, like, get out of his life and never come back. So, not very good of Genevieve.
No, and she uses this opportunity to kind of cozy up to Gabrielle as well. About Mindy, basically, during this photo shoot for Eurovision, Mindy and Benoit are kind of placed in a very romantic pose. So Mindy and Emily are both nursing broken hearts, and they go out for a night of fun and dancing, but then...
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
But then they see Genevieve and Gabrielle cozying up with a cup of wine, and so Mindy's like, do we actually like her? I love Mindy.
I love her too.
Yeah, providing all the real questions.
This is where Emily is starting to kind of question, like, wait, is Genevieve a good person after all?
Can she be trusted?
No one knows. And we're on to episode 8. So basically, Mindy is at a polo match with Nico, and then Emily is also there, and she runs into the Italian man who saved her. Who else, of course? And his name is, like I said before, is Marcello, and he tells her that his family, they're a bunch of goat herders, which is really random. And then also at Mindy, her new job at the club, she can't sing with the wardrobe that they gave her, so she has an audio recording she's going to use, and she's going to lip sync. And then also, the landlady tells Gabrielle that now that Camille has moved out of the apartment, they need to find a new tenant immediately. And Genevieve was like, hey, Emily, do you know if I have a spot to live? And Emily kind of knew about this, but she was like, oh, no, I don't, sorry. Because she finally caught on to Genevieve. Yeah.
Wait, I have a question. Why is the landlady telling Gabrielle about this? Like,
I think because Camille was his, like, I don't even know, honestly.
That's just, like, extra business for her. Why is it on him to find a new tenant?
That's a good point. I have no idea. And Genevieve is getting a lot more bold. Like, for example, they have this meeting with this Italian espresso company called Bavazza. And Genevieve just chimes in and is like, hey, why don't we have Gabrielle, the chef, come to the Bavazza party? And they're like, what? He's a chef. What is he going to do there? But she just finds a way to get him in.
How many times does it run?
Like 4 times a day and sometimes at night. There are 2 kinds, though. So essentially, Emily gets sent a, like, scarf from Umberto Muratori, which is this very high-end cashmere brand made from goats. Hint, hint. And Sylvia's like, Emily, that's a really high-end brand. How did you get a hold of this? And she's like, it was to find Marcello.
Yeah, so Sylvie, basically her business mindset is coming on, putting a few pieces together.
Your vision, basically Mindy and Benoit are forced to pose in these very, very romantic positions, and it's bringing back some old feelings.
Yeah, and so Nico sees this, and he's not really happy with it, and
Okay.
And so basically Nico changes his mind at the same time and decides to come and support Mindy after all.
At the club.
Yeah. And so when he sees her, he immediately, like, regrets having given up on the relationship, and he tells Emily this, and he tells her that he should never have let
Nico. Was that
Benoit? What?
Okay, from my understanding, Nico goes to see Mindy, even though he wasn't happy about her working at a club, because it would ruin his reputation or whatever. But Mindy's audio wasn't working, the one we were talking about earlier, so she calls up Benoit and Emily to come help her fix it. So she kind of does this really, like, funny routine, but Nicola is not impressed, because he's like, this is kind of bad for my image. And also, he's a bit confused as to why Benoit is there. And he's like, I don't want you working with your ex. Like, this is kind of weird. And that brings up a lot of tension. And then and then Benoit tells Emily, like, Mindy, I should have never let Mindy go.
Ah, Yes.
What a big contrast between these two.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I see.
Emily and Marcello, like, really, really bond, by the way. Like, they have this really good connection and whatever.
Yeah, and so she's basically showing him around Paris, and he tells her that he has to go back to Rome soon. And so, I guess, hint for the next upcoming episode. But basically, more on for Marcello. At the party for the Bavazzo brand, Marcello and Gabrielle meet, and it's a really funny encounter because basically he and Emily are like, they know each other, right? And so Gabrielle's like, oh, how do you two know each other? And then Marcello tells him, oh, it's a funny story. We actually met, like, well, Emily's boyfriend, a jerk of a boyfriend, he left her all alone in skiing, and she, like, fell down, and I helped her. He's like, yeah, what a jerk. Gabrielle. And then he, like, leaves and storms off, kind of. And then, so, remember what we said about Sylvie getting suspicious about the whole Marcello thing and putting the dots together? She basically kind of wants to introduce herself to Marcello because she uncovers, I guess, that he,
you know. He's a Muratori from the scarf that he sent Emily. That's his family's brand.
Yeah, so she discovers that. And that's why she wants to introduce herself to him. And then, since Marcello is going back to Rome soon, he tells Emily that she should come with him to Rome. And I guess she's always wanted to visit, but he's the main reason that she decides to go in the next episode.
Yep. We're only two episodes away from that.
Okay.
Okay, so basically, Emily tells Sylvie that she wants to go to Rome. And Sylvie's like, Rome? She tells Sylvie she wants to take a vacation. And Sylvie's like, where? To Rome? And Emily's like, no, I'm actually going to Poland. And Sylvie does not believe her. Like, she's very suspicious. But anyways, Emily is off to Rome, and Genevieve scoops up Camille's old apartment. And then, you know, Camille and Emily meet, and they have some closure. And this is where Camille kind of leaves the show, I assume for good. I don't know how else they're going to bring her back.
Yeah, at the same time, while Emily is going off to her secret Rome vacation, Genevieve is actually basically trying to take her spot and, I guess, warm herself up to the position. And she actually, like, sits in Emily's desk once, which Julianne doesn't let her do, so good on Julianne.
Well, Emily's with Marcello in Rome. Basically, someone from the Italian Bavazzo brand sees her, and they take a picture together. Genevieve finds this picture, and she quote-unquote accidentally tells Sylvie that Emily is in Rome with Marcello.
Yeah, and so you can see where this is kind of going. Sylvie finds out that Emily lied to her, and that they're actually both in Paris, so that's going to lead to something later on.
Anyways, Emily and Marcello are just living it up in Italy. They're going to parties, and he teaches her the importance of, like, disconnecting from social media and whatever.
Yeah, so. Which is, like, her true love in the show.
So the fact that he did that is, like, kudos to him.
Yeah.
You've done it all.
And at the same time, there's, like, the screen shows Gabrielle and Genevieve in a housewarming party with her and a bunch of other people that we don't really know.
And they end up, like, kissing. So there's something going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the article about Mindy and Benoit comes out, and speculating about their relationship, Nico's really unhappy and wants to get Mindy to quit Eurovision, and they kind of break up over this because of that toss and tumble between,
is that right? I don't know.
The pull between them, because obviously Mindy doesn't want to leave Eurovision, but, you know, Nico can't have this kind of effect on his family's image and so on. And then at the end, we get a lovely surprise from Sylvie.
So basically, since she did find out that Emily and Marcello were both in Rome, she decides to take a whole plane trip to Rome. And she, I guess, runs into them. And then Emily's like, what are you doing here? And then Sylvie asks Marcello about basically setting up a business deal. And then he's like, oh, Emily, you were using me this whole time. How could you? I thought you loved me for me. And then he goes off. And then Emily's like, what are you doing here, Sylvie? Why would you do that? And then Sylvie's like, some things are more important than you and just you, Emily. This is a really big thing, you know?
I feel like I see where Sylvie's coming from to a degree, but I feel like this is just plain weird. Like, I feel like she should discuss this with Emily instead of just recklessly coming in and just assuming that, oh, Emily's gonna be fine with me just crushing everything.
Also, I think this goes very much so against the initial policy that they were talking about where, like, the French don't, like, talk business in parties or, like, she's basically, like, interrupting her whole vacation for this, for a business deal.
I guess it's Emily's American influence.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, last episode. Parmita has only seen, like, part of the last episode. So she's
gonna
troop on.
So Santa will be carrying this last episode section.
Okay, so like you said, like in the prior episode, Emily and Sylvie are Emily's not happy with Sylvie. She's like, why would you do this to me? Like, what is going on? Sylvie's just like, well, I know you, Emily. You always find a way to mix business and pleasure. You'll figure it out somehow. And also, Mindy and Benoit and the other guy, they get disqualified from Eurovision because Nico sold Benoit's song to a commercial, and because it's, like, in a commercial, they got disqualified.
Wait, hold on a second. I forgot. Did Nico sell it on purpose?
I think he did sell it on purpose. I think that was the original reason why, like, they broke up, right? Like, the song?
Yeah.
So, Mindy is heartbroken, and she comes to Rome. She just casually takes a flight to Rome. She can't afford what did she say? Like, she has to hustle on the streets for Eurovision, but she can just buy a plane ticket to Rome, I guess.
Yeah.
But also, they're in Europe. So France and Italy are pretty close. So maybe the plane ride is not even that long.
I feel like since Rome is such a big tourist attraction, the prices should still be relatively high.
That's a good point. Okay, then basically, Emily goes and meets Marcello's mom and spends time with Marcello and his family. And he's like, Emily, my dad died years ago, but he always wanted our employees to feel like a family. So every day at 1:30, him and his mom and all the employees have a big lunch together.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, and again, he's like, Emily, get off that phone. We gotta live in the real world, or something like that. And then, basically, Emily is somehow able to get a meeting with Marcello's mom, because Marcello's mom overheard Emily talking to Marcello, and she's like, wow, I think maybe we should do a meeting, even though this company has never done any marketing before. So I guess Emily just won them over with her American charm.
Once again, so convenient. Yeah. So going back to Mindy, who went on the spontaneous trip to Rome and met up with Emily afterwards, she does a whole performance in Rome, and that catches the attention of Chinese pop star. This brand. And so they want Mindy back as a judge because she used to perform there before.
It's like a show, like America's Got Talent or something.
Yeah, so they want her back as a judge. And so Mindy, she, I guess, somehow has money to go all the way back to China too, so she's gonna get a ticket and fly all the way there. And she also wants to, like, perform her new single there, so that's another reason for going.
Good for her.
Yeah. And then, at the same time, while this is happening in Rome, Sylvie meets somebody else, a new Italian guy in Rome, and so I guess they're hitting it off, and I guess that's taking the stress off the business deal for her. But the family tells Sylvie and Agence Grateau, Agence Grateau as a whole, that they have only 6 months to impress them, and basically if they like them, they'll keep them. If not, au revoir.
How do you say au revoir in Italian?
Buongiorno. I thought it was like, good day. I don't know.
Oh, who knows?
Yeah.
So basically, you know, the deal is made, and they throw this big party. And Sylvie reunites with her Italian person, and it turns out, like, not to be just a one-time thing. So they're having fun, and then Marcello, initially, he stormed out of the meeting because he was like, Emily, you just really wanted me for my brand, didn't you? And he left, but he came back, and he's like, Emily, I realize it. That's not true. And Emily's like, Marcello, I'm going back to Paris soon, so let's just enjoy the time we have together. But then, basically, so they're, like, you know, they're in Rome, they made it up, whatever. Then, in Paris, Genevieve learns that Gabrielle's restaurant won the Michelin star, and she goes and she tells them, and his reaction is really funny. He's like, are you sure? Shouldn't Emily be the one telling you this? She's like, yeah, you want it, and he goes and he calls Emily, and he tells her. And then Emily hears it and leaves him a voicemail, but it's in French, to show, like, you know, I've realized, I'm going to try and communicate in your language.
But it's in broken French?
Yeah. Yes, but I guess it's the effort that counts.
Oh, Gabrielle Je suis très... No, it's not really très, it's like, je suis très heureux pour toi.
I think she actually said, like, je suis très fier de toi.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, and then, Genevieve, Gabrielle kind of rejects her. He's like, Genevieve, let's just set our boundaries, okay? I really don't want anything with you. So Genevieve's a bit unhappy about that. And then, oh yeah, so basically, while in Rome, Sylvie is telling Julien, Luc, and Emily how she needs someone to run Agence Gratto's office in Rome while they're working with the Italian company. And then Luc is like, oh, I speak Italian fluently. Maybe I should go. And Julien is like, I have worked in Italy or something like that. I should go. And Sylvie's like, no, they only allowed us to do this deal if Emily stayed here.
Wow.
And they're like, well, Emily knows no Italian. And Sylvie's like, well, Emily didn't know French either, and that didn't stop her.
No, it didn't. It certainly didn't.
So now Emily is staying in Rome, and she decides to give a relationship with Marcello a chance, like an actual relationship. Okay, and then Mindy is telling Luc. No, I'm sorry. You're right. All the names are merging together.
Yeah.
She's telling
Nico Benoit.
She's telling Gabrielle, Antoine, and Alfie, who are all sitting together, that Emily has gone to Rome. And then Alfie is like, Gabrielle, mate, you know what to do. And Gabrielle's like, what do you mean? He's like, you have to go after Emily.
Chase after Koopa.
Yeah, that's so good. You're doing so good. And Gabrielle's like, how? She's with someone else. And Alfie is like, only because she's not with you. You have to go after him, mate. You have to stop thinking with your head and stop thinking with your heart instead. Emily is the best girl in the entire world. You need to go after her. He said this while having a girlfriend, by the way. He was like, Emily is the best girl I've ever met, or something like that.
Someone's not over Emily yet.
Very clearly. And so Gabrielle rushes to Mindy's apartment. He's like, where in Rome is Emily staying? And then it ends on like a collage of Emily and Marcello just like living life in Rome.
Wow. Wow. Oh my gosh. Another season done, and it's actually renewed for season 5, so I guess we'll see what happens with that.
I feel like, personally, I don't want Gabrielle to go to
Rome,
because I feel like she and Marcello, it's like, you know, healthy, it's good, whatever.
Yeah.
She and Gabrielle have only caused trouble to themselves and to everyone else. So I feel like if he comes to Rome, she's to, like, reject him or something.
That's very true. It's always a roller coaster of emotions with them. It's never, like, the only times they're truly happy and we get those cute moments is when they're, like, basically cheating on their significant others. That's the only times they're really happy.
Or when they're in a really tough life situationship. Like, with the Camille and Sophia.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I agree. I feel like I would just want Emily to stay in Rome, be happy with Marcello. But obviously, that's not going to happen. He's a new Alfie. He's not going to get treated well. It's going to be a ping pong again.
And don't forget, Genevieve probably has something up her sleeve for the next season.
Yeah, Genevieve, the random character.
Also, we should mention, Brigitte Macron was also in here. Brigitte Macron, wife of the head of France.
The French president.
Yeah, head French president. She's just also in the show. And I was really surprised, because I was like, how did this show bag Brigitte Macron? Like, how do you get her to be on your show?
I feel like the only way it could have happened is if she really enjoyed the Emily and Pear show. She was like, you know what? It would be kind of cool if I was on it.
I love how she speaks English to Emily too. Like, Emily doesn't even bother speaking French to like the first lady of France.
Emily seriously needs to like try it. And you made a good point before when we were talking. It's like Emily like spoke better in Italian in those few days that she was there than she ever spoke French. That's really like she needs to put the effort, and maybe she can improve those au revoirs, Gabrielle's. Something better.
I thought it was really funny. She's talking to Julia and she's like, does everyone in Europe just speak lots of languages? And he was like, yes, everyone but you.
That's so true. Tell her, Julia. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to see season 5. I really hope they don't go down the route that we all know they are definitely going to go down.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we know how it's going to end, but I think it's a good show if you don't care about the plot. I think that's a key. You need to, like, stay out of the plot.
It's like, if you don't want to think about things and you just want some fluffy, colorful show, this is it.
It's definitely the show for you. You can go along with all of Emily's crazy, crazy ideas.
feel like with most people who watch the show and like it, like us, we watch it, but we know very full well it's not really, like, a good show.
Definitely not. Like, you don't watch it for the cinematography. You watch it for the feelings you get. You watch it for the emotions. Yeah.
But not very deep emotions.
No, just like, oh, this is such a fun show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can tell because we do rag on it a lot, but at the end of the day, we're still going to watch every episode.
So. That's very true.
Yeah.
It's been through so many times with us. All the way from grade 9 to our senior year. Is that like an emotional thing?
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is kind of it.
Hopefully we'll get season 5 soon before we graduate. Although I don't think so.
With the way these Netflix shows come out, I doubt
it. Yeah. But yeah, that's it. So thank you.
Thank you.